And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan with you on the phone with me right now is Chris Bowser. And Chris, of course, is with the foundation with the Butler Hospital. And we've talked so many times to the hospital. Now we're talking to the fundraising arm of the hospital. So, Chris, thank you very much for your time. Always appreciate you being on.
Sure. Thanks for having me today.
And usually when I talk to you, I always joke that it's Caring Angels time. And so, you know,
right.
This is a strange
right.
year, right? So we're going to talk about how you've all been functioning and how you're planning for things. And we'll get into all of that during our conversation. But let me just ask you first, if you will, tell us about what you all went through, you know, when this hit a
sure.
few months ago, because you are the fundraising arm of the hospital.
Yes. So, we, like many people, went home to work remotely initially. So we had just finished the crystal ball. So we were very fortunate that the crystal ball was the weekend before everything had kind of hit. So we were able to get that big fundraiser done. And so that was really great. And we were so thankful for that. But then, you know, our team went home to work remotely, and we really just, we went into gear about like what we could do to help the hospital, which was with the COVID response. So that was when we came up with this Support Our Heroes campaign, which you've probably seen on our social media and, you know, all of that. So that's what we focused on at first. And then we were also restructuring the golf outing, which would have been planned for June. So those were our initial projects that we were working on when we went home, and we, as everybody else, Zoom calls and, you know, just collaboration that way.
And have you been a part of the masks? I remember the story where the masks have like the Butler Health System on the side.
Yes.
Are you a part of that as
yes.
well?
We are. Those are being sold actually through the BHS Foundation. We purchased the logoed mask, and we're still selling those. It's a $10 donation, and you can purchase those on our website. And we mail those out to you.
And what's the donation? Let me ask you, I say, what's the donation going to? That's kind of the big question. You know, like, so
yeah.
the money that comes in throughout the year as we're going through this pandemic, is it just going to be kind of held until you find that next piece of equipment or whatever is going to be purchased in the next year or two? Or, you know, I know those are hard to determine right now because we have a focus
right.
elsewhere. But are you just going to kind of hold on to that money until it's time to use it?
No, everything that we raised for the COVID response has been already transferred over to the hospital to help them with their response efforts. And that campaign raised $280,000, not the mask, but the general campaign that we did. And so the intention of that was just to support the health system with their costs, with the PPE testing, et cetera. So that's already been transferred to the hospital.
So the
mask will support the same, because we continue to have costs involved, you know, with additional PPE. So that's the plan with that, and that's where the mask proceeds will go as well.
So there are kind of different funds, if you will, with the foundation. I think I've asked you that before in past
yeah.
years, because as we talk about what you're looking at with Crystal Ball next year and Caring Angels, and again,
right.
we'll get into details of that. That's a whole
mm-hmm.
nother fund, if I understand you correctly, than what you're...
Yeah, I can explain how we work. So we have an unrestricted fund. So that's just if you send a general donation and don't like indicate that you wanted to go to Caring Angel or Crystal Ball, et cetera, it will go into unrestricted. And then we have what we call specific purpose funds. And each different thing that we do has its own fund. So even when we're working on Caring Angel, there's a fund called Caring Angel. There's a fund called Crystal Ball, Ladies Night. Those are our event funds. But we have a Cancer Support Services Fund. We have a Palliative Care Patient Fund. And that's how we keep all of that separate. And so with this, we started a new fund called the COVID Response. All the money that was coming in, it's coded, you know, in the database as that. And then we look at those fund balances, and then everything we raise transfers to the health system.
So let's say we already have our masks. We're not in need yeah. of a health system mask, but we still want to donate. So we can still donate through the foundation, but yet specify
yes.
that we want this for COVID relief.
That's correct. Yes, you just write. We have everything on the website where you can click through. And I will mention our website is bhs-foundation.org. And you can make a donation right on our website, or you can send a check to the office, and that would be made payable to BHS Foundation. And we would just ask that you indicate, if you're sending in a check, that it was for the COVID response. For anything online, of course, we know, because you're going to fill that out on the form.
And I wanted to bring that up for folks, because I know there's been the great effort with the food coming to the hospital, and there's been a great effort in donating PPE to the hospital. But some folks may only have $10 or $20. Maybe they only have $50,
right,
maybe $100, and they want to give in some way. Maybe this is an opportunity,
yes,
for them to still help out.
Yes, we are so accepting donations for this, and would welcome and appreciate them. So those are the ways that you can give. And any questions can be that you would like to talk to a staff member, you can call our main line, which is 724-284-4409.
And it is interesting times, odd times that we're living in, and it feels like this is the same conversation we've had for months, but it is the same conversation, because this pandemic has not gone away. We've talked to Dr. Love many times throughout this, and he just continues to remind us that it's not just going to simply disappear. And so I think we need to always remind people that you're still in need of PPE. If the pandemic hasn't gone away, then the doctors and nurses need that PPE.
Yes. Yes, we still have expenses involved.
Absolutely. Chris Bowser with us, yes, with a foundation, with a hospital. And so, okay, let's get into what you focus in, events. I'm really,
yes,
glad to talk to you today, because I think a lot of us just want to plan a picnic, you know? I mean, you deal,
right,
with large events, and so,
yes,
we're kind of all at a standstill. You were able to get out a couple of events, a couple of golf outings. Talk about how that went.
Sure. So we just, immediately the foundation golf outing was, it was originally planned for June 15th. So immediately once the pandemic hit, you know, I went into action, and we went ahead and got that rescheduled to later in July, because everything you were hearing was like, this is going into summer, et cetera. So we moved the golf outing from June 15th to July 27th, and really just started working. Our event is held at Butler Country Club. So just started reaching out to the pro and the event people there, talking through, you know, what their regulations were as far as golf, and we just watched everything. And they had suggested, we typically had a shotgun start, which was everybody coming, you know, at registration from 11 to 12:30, and they all tee off at the same time. So what they were recommending was that we did individual tee times. So what that is where every 10 minutes you have a group teeing off. So that really restricts your registration area to a few people at a time, you know, because you just have this every 10-minute flow going on. So that's how we were able to do that, and it was all done very safely. You know, carts are sanitized, all of that. We asked all golfers to wear a mask to registration. So everything was, what you know, in compliance, within guidelines. And then we just, instead of your typical lunch that you would normally have where you go through a buffet line and so forth, everything, the lunches were bagged, dinners were boxed. So we just didn't have a formal seated lunch or dinner. So that was how we were able to safely get through that event. It's just limiting the number of people that were together at one time, and everything that we did was outdoors, which is normally anyways, like registration and food, et cetera.
And I can picture how that could all be pulled off. I'm going to go into
another event.
Yeah,
it worked really soon.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because of everything you're describing, I can see and I can picture it. Now, when we go to something like Ladies Night Out, that's a whole different scenario. So what are you planning? What are,
correct,
you looking at with something like that where it's indoors?
Sure. So we were waiting to see, you know, I didn't want to cancel it right away. We just wanted to see what guidelines were. But we have just recently made the decision to cancel it, because it was set for Thursday, October 8th at Butler Country Club, realizing we can't have that number of participants inside. We are now looking at what we can do with that, which would most likely become a virtual event. And so we just had our golf outing. We also assisted with the Clarion Hospital Foundation golf outing. So the Butler one was last Monday. Clarion was Friday. So this week is kind of just like our regroup and what are we going to do. So foundation staff is like looking right now at software. How can we run this virtually? What do we need as far as technology? we're going to be talking with somebody who just managed an online purse event and seeing if we want to, you know, redirect it in that way.
When you're in conversations about how to carry off these events, are you gathering yes. from others in their events that they can be successful?
Yes. Actually, next week we'll be speaking with the director of the YWCA. They had Butler. They had the virtual purse event back maybe a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we'll be speaking with them. And also, my staff, we're very involved with. There's something called Healthcare Council, which is where like hospital department. They all have groups. Like there's a fundraising group that runs out of that. Marketing has a group, et cetera. So we're very involved in our fundraising group. So it's been very nice. So every 2 weeks we have Zoom calls with our colleagues and other hospitals around, you know, the Pittsburgh area, and we all talk about ideas. So we have also been discussing with them, you know, and many people are moving to these virtual events at least through the end of the year. So we glean from that as well. We've also purchased tickets and attended a few of these. Like I was on the Butler YWCA. We had purchased tickets to attend one that was like a bingo. It was a purse event, but they played a bingo game with it. So we are just looking that way as well to see what's the best way to run this.
Ladies' Night Out, are you going to have all your vendors, or are you just in the works of all of this? I mean,
we're in the works, but we can't see any way right now that we would have vendors. So I think the event would have to become with the basically this purse type of event.
Sure.
Or baskets. We can do a 50-50. We can do things like that where we would, you know, sell tickets ahead of time. And then what you do is you do the drawings live. And that seems to be what's working. But
okay.
At this point, there wouldn't really be, I can't see how we could have vendors involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And so are you still looking for October? I'm not going to ask for a specific date because, again, you said October
yes.
8th is going to be canceled.
Sure.
Are you still looking for the October time frame?
Yes. I'm thinking like if we were able to, you know, restructure the event, it would be maybe sometime towards the end of October, so that we have a little more time, you know, to prepare for it. So we like to keep it in October because it typically supports breast cancer programs and services, with October being Breast Cancer Month. That's why we would like to stay within that time frame with that.
Let me stick with the idea of having an event indoors and how that has to change. Let me ask you about the crystal ball, because as you just mentioned,
sure.
this year's has passed, so you lucked into that
yes.
in the way of where it fell on the calendar. What about
yes.
next year? What are you doing? Because we are only, I say, in August. It's felt like a long year, has it not? and
yes,
yet,
it has.
Right? And yet you're having to look at the crystal ball for next year. What are you doing with that?
Sure. So right now, we are just getting up and running where we have booked. It's going to be at the Pittsburgh Marriott North this year. We had moved to the DoubleTree last year, just moved back over to the Marriott. We have the date booked, which is early March, and that's honestly as far as we are. We have to wait and see what we're able to do. Like right now, we're moving forward, waiting, you know, watching the guidelines because they change, and I'm going to say by December, we're going to have a decision made as to how, and that will be the same, just like Ladies' Night. If we're not able to have an indoor event, how can we restructure that? Does that
right.
just become a, you know, you can always do like an online silent auction, that kind of thing. We raise a lot of money for all of our events through our sponsorship. So in watching these virtual events, you know, you can have people's names on the screen. They can be in all your publicity. You know, we'll have to just be very creative in how we can restructure, still maintain sponsorship, you know, and have an event. But I mean, I would assume that that would be online as well, like an auction type of thing.
Right. Chris Bowser with the mm-hmm. foundation with the Butler Health System. All right, I'm going to ask you the biggie. Not that your others aren't big, but when you have
yes.
Ladies Night Out in past years and Crystal Ball, there are only a set number of yes. people that go and it's indoors. Now I'm going to ask you about
yes.
the Caring Angels, because everybody,
yes.
you know, we come into the hospital just to make sure that we, you know, participate with Caring Angels. So because
yes.
that is very heavily supported by the community, what are you going to mm-hmm. do with Caring Angels?
So that is a great question. And where we are with that right now is, you know, from everything we're seeing, we're not going to be able to have our traditional where we have all those people in the room viewing the baskets. What we're going to look to do is possibly, you know, still have the departments reach out, ask them to donate the baskets, possibly bring them to that room. But the room's not going to be open to the general public, but we would operate the auction from there. And we are looking to have an online process. And it's all under review because we're going to need specific software because we know that people still want to choose, put three tickets in this basket and five
yes.
in this one.
Yeah.
We don't want to take that away from people. So that's how we are looking at it, but it's a software, technology, et cetera. So we are definitely planning on having it. There is no plan to cancel that one. And, you know, stay tuned. I would say within a month or so, we'll have our plan down. And other foundation staff members are in the process of looking at. But the big thing right now is the software, because that, like a virtual event, is different because you really need Zoom and you don't need specific software. But for this, we will, because of the ticket process.
Is it already out there? You just have to choose which one, or are you searching for some kind of software to meet your needs?
Yeah, so we have software, you know, like if you make an online donation, that type of thing, we have that in place, of course. But yes, we need to figure out how we're looking at that. Like what can we purchase or even, you know, enhance what we already have as far as people being able to choose their baskets. I would say that's the biggest challenge that we have right now is just having a clean, good process that you can go online, purchasing your tickets, and then choosing which baskets you want them in.
Are you still going to do the 50-50?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that'll
that
be a part
in
of
the events that I've watched, like the virtuals, they can still do the 50-50.
Okay.
That's a little easier because you really just say, I want 10 tickets for $5. We can get those in, and those all go in that one pot.
And I may be getting ahead of myself. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I may be getting ahead of myself with my next question. I'm sure you and I will talk before December again about Caring Angels specifically. But what about pickup? Have you thought through the pickup? Because, of course, in past years, you had a lot of people picking up in the same morning. Any idea on the pickup, or are we just going to wait for that decision?
I think we'll wait, but it'll definitely be structured in a safe manner. Possibly we have, you know, and out, you know, you're given a time to pick up within this, you know, maybe it goes longer. You know, typically, if you remember, we say, you know, you have to pick it up by noon, but possibly it goes pickups between 9 and 4. And we say you can come between this and this time. I think that's definitely to be decided, but it will be thought through.
It is just an incredible time right now, and what you're doing for the hospital, I applaud you all the time, but I applaud you especially during these months and trying to continue to help the hospital continue these events, but yet having to rethink absolutely everything that you're doing.
Yes.
So, you know, hats off to
well,
you. And
you.
You know what, Chris, I'm not going to let you go without me asking the same question I think I've asked every doctor that I've talked to at the Butler Health System. How are you doing?
Okay.
How are you handling all of this? Are you and your team okay? Tell us about you.
Yes. Sure. Me and the team, we're doing great. You know, we're home. We're thankful that, you know, we can work from home safely. We've done that the entire time. We go to the office as needed, but our office, typically when we're in there, it's just, you know, the few foundation staff members. We share a suite with some other departments, but that's how we're operating via Zoom calls, you know, online, everything. So we're all hanging in there. It's definitely been a challenge, just, you know, as it is for everyone. So,
Let's get your, I'm sorry, go ahead. Please go
I was just going to say, you know, on a personal note, you know, I had a son graduating college and all of those things that you have to, that you look forward to that didn't happen, as with everybody out there that has children with these milestones, like those types of things are, you know, have been more difficult this year.
Well, congratulations to your son and you for that graduation from college for your son. Because, yeah, you almost lose words. I mean, especially for somebody who's supposed to talk for a living. You almost don't know what to say because we've been through months and months of just heartbreaking stories where kids, young people, were expecting these fantastic moments in their lives and they were just ripped away. So, you know, I hope he still had a great moment with you and your family And congratulations to your son. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, Chris, any final thoughts you want to leave with us? Your website, of course, would be good to get out there once again. But any final thoughts before we leave?
Okay, so for any information on donating to the foundation, you would just go on to bhs-foundation.org. You can also go through the main website at butlerhealthsystem.org, and we have there's a button you can click for the foundation. Our phone number is 724-284-4409. Again, 724-284-4409 for any information. We plan to, as soon as we get all of these things determined, we will have those on the website. But, you know, as I mentioned, we're in development, but stay tuned. We will get all that information out there. And lastly, I just want to say thank you to our community. What I saw during the COVID response and that campaign was amazing, and we appreciate you. We really do, and thank you for your donations and all that you did.
Chris Bowser, the foundation, the Butler Health System Foundation, thank you for what you do as well, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Tracy.